Here.
Trustee Robert Boyd.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, can you verify a quorum and appropriate notification?
We do have a quorum and appropriate notification has been made. Yes.
Before entertaining a motion to approve the agenda, I would appreciate it if in that motion we could add a brief closed session between items 7A and 8. If I could have a motion to approve the agenda with that amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. I have no comments. I would like to recognize what looks to be the lone representative from the University Advisory Council still standing. But if you have any comments you'd like to make for this meeting, Dr. Long, please go ahead.
Sure, I never want to pass up an opportunity. And the main thing I would just say is really do support the movement to replace the student trustee vacancy. It's really important. We work consistently in our respective governance bodies with the Student Association and their participation with us in shared governance on campus and on the Board of Trustees is very important. So just encourage movement forward on that, please.
Thank you for your input. Mr. Blakemore, I see I have one request to speak. Are there any others?
There are no others that I am aware of, Mr. Chair.
In that case, the Chair recognizes Nathan Lipstein. If you could make your way to the podium for your remarks, please. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, thank you for having me today. University administration and everyone in attendance, it's a pleasure to be able to speak in front of you. And to preface my statement, I just want to thank all of you for your continued support and collaboration with the Student Association moving forward. So today we're talking about the legislation being brought forth to replace a student trustee. So as it's currently stated in the Student Association bylaws, it grants the president of the Student Association the power to appoint a student trustee with Senate confirmation to sit if they're in the event of a vacancy, which is what we're dealing with right now. So I essentially want to encourage all of you to consider this type of legislation for the Board of Trustees and your board. And to also say that this is a common practice that has been utilized throughout the course of the Board of Trustees. So in 1996, when this Board of Trustees was established, this was the practice. The Student Association president would appoint a student trustee with the confirmation of the Senate, and they would serve on the board, being able to motion to be privy to all confidential information and all such activity that occurs on this board. Starting in 1999, there was a vote granted to the student trustee. So there was a state law saying that student members of each board of trustee for the university had a binding vote on every board across public universities. So from this time in 1999, the process of the president appointing a student with Senate confirmation was still in place. So we see about three times to where the Student Association president between 1999 and 2001 is appointing a student trustee with confirmation of the Senate that has a full legally binding vote on the board. So this is a common practice that we've seen throughout the history of the Board of Trustees. In fact, a more relevant example, when a vacancy occurred in October of 1999, the Student Association president was contacted by then-President John LaTourette, who said, quote, inform us as soon as possible of the Student Association's designee as student trustee. And then 4 days later, his appointment was sworn in to the Board of Trustees. So essentially what I want to state to all of you and encourage all of you to consider is that this is a common practice that we've seen here at Northern Illinois University for the events of a student trustee vacancy. So I think this is essential to the shared governance between our Board of Trustees and our Student Association. And I also want to support this idea by telling you that this process of appointment and confirmation is a very practiced method that we use for a myriad of different reasons within the Student Association. So every member of my executive staff, which are my directors, my chief of staff, they all face my appointment and Senate confirmation. Anyone that I appoint to the Supreme Court of the Student Association goes through the same process. So it's very sophisticated. The same process happens when we approve our budgets for the Student Association or for any Student Association-funded organizations. So this is something that we as an organization are very comfortable in doing, and we treat with the utmost scrutiny. And having the time to prepare for this, knowing that this was something that we were going to be dealing with moving forward for this semester, we've already been very diligent in compiling potential candidates for the student trustee position and vetting them as closely as possible to ensure that we can get someone in that seat as soon as possible.
Thank you for your comments. Are there any questions? Seeing none. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your attendance. Let's turn our attention then to President's Report Number 103. Dr. Baker.
Thank you. I'll just say that we've the budget and the legislative issues have been an important topic on campus. We had a good town hall meeting this week and had a good turnout and great discussion. So I appreciate everybody that participated in that. With that, I'll actually move to these action items that we have in front of us. These were all issues that we've discussed today, and I'm sure your memories are sharp with that discussion we had earlier, so I'm not going to dwell into them unless you want me to go back, given the good discussion we've had before. So I'll give you the bare bones here, and we'll see if there's any discussion. The first issue is the request for a deletion of a minor. So the University Board of Trustees for the deletion of a minor in dance education.
Can I have a motion to that effect? Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. The second is another deletion. The university requests the Board of Trustees approval for deletion of an emphasis in environmental studies, the BA/BS, emphasis 5, non-government organizations.
Can I have a motion to that effect, please? A motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item is yet another deletion. We request the board approve the deletion of a specialization in rehabilitation counseling with the MA in communicative disorders, which evidently I have.
A motion to that effect, please. Not with regard to President Baker's purported disability. All right, I have a motion and a second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, we have an addition. The university requests Board of Trustees approval for a new degree program in an MS in rehabilitation counseling.
Motion, please.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is for a new school, and this one does need a comment. Earlier, we had good discussion around this, and there was consensus, I believe, about the need for it, but a question about how it would be funded. I will note that we've not filled many, many positions in the university, and that has created some space for the reallocation of people to funds to support this person. And this person, the chair, not only does administrative activities, but they do teach, advise, et cetera. So it's an important position for the department and now that – or the school. And given that the funding's been identified from the reallocation out of open lines, I think we do have a funding source for it. And I know that was a concern. So with that, I would ask the Board of Trustees approve a new school of nursing.
Motion, please. Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Next is a request for emphasis of a new minor. So the university requests the Board of Trustees approve a new minor in business analytics and a new emphasis in entrepreneurship and social responsibility with a BS in management.
Motion, please. You all want to get out of here. Got to cooperate with me. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is a new specialization in adult education, a new specialization in higher education, both within the MSED in adult and higher ed, and a new specialization in public service law and management within the Masters of Public Administration. So we would request board approval.
Motion, please. And a second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item is the approval of a CRADA, or the Collaborative Research and Development Agreement with Fermilab, Accelerator Lab, for the development of a joint program in accelerator science research and education. We ask for approval.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item is the differential tuition. We had a good discussion. Provost Freeman, I think, gave us a good insight. Essentially, we're approving what was approved last year for the differential tuition for the graduate professional program. So we ask approval of that differential tuition.
Motion, please. Second. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Now we're on to some capital issues. The next one is the new residence hall, and as you heard, it's wildly popular, and twice as many students are eating there as they thought. So the university requests the Board of Trustees approval to establish a project budget not to exceed $1.9 million, the amount of excess construction funds available in the Series 2011 bonds, and authorize Collegiate Housing Foundation to complete the work in a timely manner, selecting appropriate, competent, licensed, and bonded contractors and consultants.
Motion, please.
Move. Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item is the one SA President Loubstein just spoke to, and that is the approval of the trustee vacancy policy. So the university seeks the approval to adopt the principles contained in the Student Association Constitution regarding the student trustee vacancy, and approval of the proposed amendments to Article 2, Section 7 of the bylaws of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois. The Ad Hoc Committee on Governments recommends this, and that the Board of Trustees endorse the request for approval at this meeting.
I appreciate your introduction on this matter, Dr. Baker. This did come before the Ad Hoc Committee on Governance, chaired by Trustee Butler, and he may well have some introductory comments, and would also offer him the opportunity to make whatever motion is appropriate here.
And I think it was actually your item, so sorry about that.
It was my item, but it's well, all right.
Okay, sorry.
This is an item that we're receiving as a committee, but I want a motion that we waive the portion of Article 10 of the board bylaws that requires the notice of the intention to amend the bylaws shall have been presented in writing at the regular or special meeting immediately preceding.
So I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion. All those in favor?
I just want to make sure that I'm clear that the obvious advantage of suspending the provision is that it will permit the board to discuss and adopt the amendment at this meeting. And I think we're on very safe ground to do so. First, we'll be able to resume our conformity with the composition of the board called for under state statute. And I think in this case, secondly, there's been ample notice and discussion of this matter with the board members and the shared governance stakeholders. And so I think we're on good ground to suspend this provision.
All right. Those comments go to both the motion before us now and what would be a subsequent motion to actually adopt this. So the item before us now is to suspend the rule that would require this come back a second time. So if there are any other comments related to the matter before us today.
I just would like Jerry to weigh in. There's no issues with what we're trying to do here, I'm assuming, presume.
On the question of amending your bylaws, this is more than proper. You have met the spirit of your bylaws with respect to what we incorrectly, but we usually refer to as this first and second reading. You have actually done that. The board has received from me an actual legal opinion regarding this some time ago. So consistent with the comments made by committee chair, Butler, you have more than ample authority to waive, and then you have more than ample authority. The student body president has spoken to the issue in terms of the history, but you have more, in my opinion, than sufficient legal basis to actually make this appointment as well.
Other comments? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Now, is there a motion to adopt the item before us? Second? Any discussion on that motion? Yes, Trustee Coleman.
So when Nathan was up speaking, I guess I should have put this question in front of him. When can we anticipate a name or appointment from the student government?
Yeah, you don't have to answer that question. It's your prerogative. But if you want to, please do so.
As I previously stated, we were notified of Raquel's resignation over winter break, so we've had this whole semester to start gathering names. So I would say within the next 2 weeks, we should be able to have a name to the board.
Good. And confirmed by the Senate?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barring, pending their approval by the Senate, yes.
The only thing I would like to add at this point is I would like Nathan, if he could meet with Jerry Blakemore as soon as possible before you make the appointment to go over some of the some of the implications of the appointment for the person that you would appoint in terms of the Ethics Act. It's important that they understand those before they're seated on the board for a period of 4 months.
Anybody else? Yes, Trustee Muir.
Clear. This appointment will be for the vacancy, and that vacancy is up July 1. So then this person is only for this period of time, let's say March through the end of June, and then there would be, that person would be eligible. Would that person be eligible again? I know there we look at one-year terms. Is that not correct?
The statute requires that the student have a actual election. And so this is exactly as you've indicated. It's replacement for that period of time ending June 30th. The replacement has nothing to do with who serves after that.
Okay, so we are voting just for this vacancy from March 1st to June 30th, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've been rushing along, but I want to give this due respect. It's not my intention to cut off any debate or comment. So if there is anything else, happy to hear it. If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now we need to go into executive session. We don't have a plan to take up any business after the closed session. I anticipate that it'll take us half an hour in order to complete the closed session if we march downstairs rapidly and get to our work. Can I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act? Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Second. Discussion. We need a roll call vote on this, please.
Trustee Robert Bowie.
Yes.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Yes.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir. Trustee Tim Struthers.
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Yes. We're adjourned temporarily. Call the public meeting to order again. We'll need another roll call, please.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Yeah.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir. Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Board Chair Martin Strauss.
I'm here. Excuse me. Perhaps I can note for the record Mr. Butler's attendance as well. We've returned from the closed session. Can I have a motion to adjourn this meeting, please?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.